Jump right into it. The concept of donating blood originally comes from the aspect of Bikur Cholim. There's a Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim Daf Mem is really the source of all the halachos of Bikur Cholim. And there, the Gemara says that Bikur Cholim has no limit. The Gemara says that, for example, Abaye, one of the great Amoras, said that a greater person must visit a lesser person. You shouldn't think that, you know, somebody's beneath your dignity or they're not up to your kavod to go visit them. Rava says that if you need to, you have to visit a person up to 100 times, if that's what they need when it comes to taking care of what they need in their life at that time. Rabbi Akiva said, whoever isn't mevaker chol, whoever doesn't visit, it's as if they have spilt blood. That somebody who's in need of a visit to feel that people care about them, to take care of them, they have to go, because if not, it could be causing their demise earlier if people don't take care of them as well. And we see from the rest of the Gemara that Bikur Cholim includes taking care of the needs of the chola, giving food, medicine, davening for the chola, and in some cases, this is a controversial topic perhaps for another time, but even perhaps the best Bikur Cholim is even asking for the early demise of the person to end their suffering. That's also a discussion there in the Gemara as well. So Bikur Cholim has a wide-ranging umbrella of things that it could apply to, and some illnesses require blood donations, and people are sick, and people get an accident, and they need blood donations. So the question is, does Bikur Cholim is fulfilled through donating blood? And that's the topic we're going to discuss today. Does one have to? How much? And things like that. There happen to be also side benefits as well to donating blood. There's a mitzvah of lo samot al dam rayacha, to not stand by idly while your friend's blood is being spilt literally and figuratively. Hashavas aveda, returning a person's health and well-being. It's not just hashavas aveda, says the Gemara, to returning a lost object, a phone, a wallet, something like that, but also returning the person to their status of who they are is also a form of returning a lost object as well. In Israel, we'll talk about Israel and America, because there are some differences. In Israel, blood donation provides blood insurance. Essentially, you get insurance is valid for 1 year from the date of the last blood donation. And that includes anybody, your first-degree family members. If you donate blood, anybody in your immediate family will be taken care of if they need blood at any time. And if you have 10 consecutive blood donations, they give the donor blood insurance for the rest of his life, starting from the age of 65, or if you're unable to donate permanently. At a certain point, you get as much blood as you want. So I even still have in my wallet, I carry around with me, just to remind me, I still have my blood donation card from when I was in yeshiva. And I didn't get 10 yet, but hopefully one day I have 5. I have 5 clicked off, but I still keep it in my wallet to remind me the importance of donating blood whenever I can to try go and give, and hopefully when I have the time to be in Eretz Yisrael to also give there as well when needed. So we see this is something that's also not only good for the person who receives the blood, but sometimes it's also a benefit for the donor as well. You get insurance later on in life. In Eretz Yisrael, most blood donations come through Magen David Adom. There's other groups as well. There's a Lev Malka, Ezer Mitzion, Hachovish Harnof, other organizations that are involved in donating blood. In America, we have the American Red Cross, depending on the state that you live in, that takes care of blood donations in those areas. The organizations are responsible for the inspecting and the providing of blood donations to all medical centers, hundreds of thousands of blood units per year, and they recruit throughout the entire. We always see signs on the walls of the shuls or the schools or the JCCs saying, you know, please donate blood, and most often we walk by and say, somebody else will do it. I'm busy, I don't have time, but they're asking because they need it. In Eretz Yisrael, there are 8 million people. Every single day, they need to take 1,200 donations of blood in order to keep the bank full enough. You have to have people giving constantly in order to keep up the bank that it can provide people in cases of emergencies, transfusions, and things like that. So, is it mutter to donate blood? We'll probably know the answer to that, but is there a chiyuv? There's a mitzvah to donate, but must you donate blood? That's going to be part of the discussion as well. And what type of situation is there a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah only when someone needs blood right now? But do I also fulfill a mitzvah if nobody needs blood right now? Do I get a check, a gold star in Shemayim, if I go donate blood and nobody needs blood at this particular moment in time, there's mass fundraisings with Magen David Adom or American Red Cross, are those opportunities as well. What goes into a blood donation, just so we're clear about the basic medical issue, it is simple, it is safe, it is easy. And it can be performed in Eretz Yisrael every 3 months, in America every 8 weeks. After checking to make sure the donor is eligible, the blood pressure, the blood count, they insert a needle, they remove from the donor around 450 milliliters of blood. They take three tubes as well to test the blood to make sure what the type is. And they want to know if you have A, B, O, or rare rhesus RH, a plus or a minus, positive, negative. All those different things go in to know what type of blood you have. And they're looking especially for rare subtypes. And that's going to be part of the discussion as well. Let's say you know you have a very rare type of blood. Does that make more of a responsibility for you to donate more often than other people as well? There are a few questions when we discuss donating blood before we get to the real discussion versus other types of donations as well. Is donating blood similar to donating an organ, or is it similar to donating money? Because if it's similar to donating an organ, as we'll see next time, you can't really mandate that somebody do that. But if it's similar to donating money, since the blood essentially regenerates on its own, you're not really losing out, maybe it's like a chiyuv of tzedakah that one has to give whenever one is able to. If only donating to a bank and it's not saving anyone right now, perhaps there's no mitzvah. Would we ever be mechalel Shabbos to donate to a blood bank? Certainly not. So it might not exactly be on the same level. And finally, when donating blood, there is really no sakana for most people. It is pretty much not dangerous at all. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo that you're allowed to donate blood to science. You can't donate vital organs to science. That's not allowed at all. But you're allowed to donate blood to science in order to be studied. So we see it's not exactly like donations of limbs and things like that. The donating of blood is probably more in the realm of donating money and tzedakah. So the initial source, we actually do have the concept of extracting blood in the Gemara, and that is what we call being makhiz dam, bloodletting, which was a popular form of medical treatment for thousands of years. The Gemara talks about this in Nedarim, Daf and Dalid. Bloodletting was a common practice. The Gemara gives different descriptions of good foods to eat on bloodletting days and bad foods to eat on bloodletting days. What's going to be good for the heart and not good for the heart? It was a common thing. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Tes 129 says that sometimes they would let out so much blood that the person was left with a revius of blood in the body. Now, a revius of blood is about this much blood. So clearly the Gemara is either talking in a language of guzma, of hyperbole, doesn't literally mean that much blood, but meaning that a person can lose a lot of blood and still be healthy and sustained over the course of time. Nowadays, what we donate for blood, 450 ml, is a very little amount for what the body needs, and you're probably not adversely affected in any way. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, when the Rambam goes through all of his medical stuff and science stuff that we don't really follow so much nowadays, but the Rambam gives recommendations, when's a good time to make his dam, when's a bad time to bloodlet. So we see it was part of the culture of giving blood for personal use as well. When there is a chola, a person who is ill in front of us, you find out this person needs blood. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel, says there are a number of chiyuvim that exist when it comes to taking care of people who are ill. As we said before, hashavas aveda, not just when it comes to objects, but also to one's health and well-being. The Maharsha writes, lo suchal lehis aleim. If I see that my neighbor's donkey is under its burden, I'm not allowed to ignore it. I have to go and help it and fix it. So the Maharsha says the same thing over here. If I see somebody's under the burden of a medical issue, I cannot ignore it. I have to go and help that person out. And finally, the third is lo sa'amod al damriyach, which is certainly ironic for our topic, but you cannot stand by idly when your brother's blood is being spilt. Literally and figuratively, if somebody's in need, I have to go help them. And therefore, if there's a chola that needs blood now, you get an email, a WhatsApp, a text, whatever it is, somebody needs blood, then there's a chiyuv to give blood. That is clear. You have to go and help that person if you're able to. And the question is whether there's a mitzvah to give a routine blood donation when there's no chola who needs blood right now. That's the question. So comes Rav Vosner, the first source on the page, Rav Shmuel Halevi Vosner, who was the great Rav Posek in Bnei Brak. So he writes in Chelek Hay, in Simon Reish Yud Tes, he says that there's not even a suffix sakana, not even a doubtful danger nowadays. Hashtem benidon lefenenu, im lakachas rak menas dam b'shiur lo gadol. They take such small amounts of blood. Shehu be'erech kmo hakasas dam. It's like no different than bloodletting in the Gemara. V'davar zed nohagim hayu b'yamim hakadmonim. They did this in the olden days. Afilu l'beriim, even healthy people. Lo nikra meichnas atzmo l'safik sakana. This is not even a doubtful case of danger. V'af al pi she'ach shavlo nohagim rov ha'olam b'zem. Even though not maybe everybody is doing hakasas dam and bloodletting. Mikol makom hanisayin ad la'atzmo. Shane's a begeder suffix sakana, and he says, Bevadai mechuyev lite. Says Rav Osner, you must give blood. If they're asking for blood, you have to give. Not in a mitzvah. Mechuyev, you must go and participate in blood donations if you are able to. This is also the opinion of Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher Chelak Alf and the Tshuvas in Kuf Chaf Beis. He says, Kalva chomer hadavar shemutter litrom dam. O moach etzem, you're allowed to give. Allowed to give a bone marrow, you're allowed to give blood. The karavan ilomer, he says, I'm almost about to say. He says, I won't say it 100%, but a karov. I'll almost say, shebetrumas eila af chiyuv yesh. Not only is it a mitzvah, but you must participate in these donations. Velo rak midas chasidus. It's not just very from or a very religious thing to do. You have to go and donate blood. Shaharei nadir ma'od shesakana kolshi ruvotas al torim upashit hadavar shadu mechuyev lahatzel schavero. There's nothing bad that can happen to you. And you have to save your friend when there's an aspect of hatzala and it's not a big tirach and it's not a big deal. V'chol inyan shemitzvah latzal secholis kaim rakal yado kagon b'yesh lo sug nudam nadir. And especially if you have a rare blood type. If you know that you carry a rare blood type, that there's a demand for that blood, you must donate regularly to make sure that the banks have that blood available for people who need it as well. There's a sefer on the halachas of donating blood called B'damayich Chayi. You'll live by blood. So he writes in the sefer, are you allowed to pressure a person? You know your friend has a rare blood type. You know your friend has blood to give, and they don't want to go. They're busy, they're afraid of needles, whatever it is. Are you allowed to pressure them? Are you allowed to make them feel bad and really nudge them a lot to make them go? So he's not sure. He quotes Rav Moshe Halberstam, who was the posek for Shaarei Tzedek Hospital a few years ago, who said that you can't pressure somebody. It's not fair to do that. But again, there's a discussion how important it is in the eyes of the posek to make sure we go and donate as well. Comes the Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, in Chelek Tes Zion 16, Simon Chaf Gimel. So he says, and not exactly in line with everybody else, he says if the potential donor is weak, let's say you're a person who doesn't handle it well after you donate blood, and he says even if there's a need for the blood from someone who's in danger, and the potential donor has a rare blood that's needed, and the blood is needed, is not found in the banks, even for a price, they're not chayv to donate, he says. He says, you don't have to. And he has a fantastic chiddush. He says, da'atihu, the Torah says, "Ki nefesh habasar bedam hi." The nefesh of a person's life is found in their blood. Za'amar ki nefesh kol bria bedam hayatliya. Rashi says that the life of every individual, every being, depends on the blood. V'chazal kavu al pisa deravias dam hu shir hayosu shel adam. A revias of blood is how much a person needs to live. V'lo kava mashe gazu machlif. He says we cannot hold a person responsible to give more than a revius of blood, a little bit more than this, a revius of blood, because essentially, says the Tzitz Eliezer, I'm telling you to give away a portion of your life. If every revius of blood, says the Torah, contains a portion of a person's life being, how can I make that responsible on you to give away? This is not one of the three cardinal sins. It's not murder, and it's not inappropriate relations, and it's not avodah zarah. How can I hold one responsible to give a piece of their lifeblood away to somebody else? And therefore, he says, you're not chayv to do it. Again, so you have a machlokes, on one hand, Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Osner, versus the Tzitz Eliezer, must you give? Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Osner saying, you must if you're able to. And the Tzitz Eliezer saying, no, one is not responsible. And he says, this is even if the sickness doesn't have a sakana. And he says, people do faint after they give blood. They get lightheaded. They have to lie down. And he says, that is not, it's not the end of the world. But he says, that is something to be concerned about. Not just because you think that giving blood is gross, but just because the idea of losing blood makes a person lightheaded. And he concludes that if such a person wishes to give the blood, and they feel it will not be in danger, then it's a midas chasidus to donate. But it's not a chiyuv. Let's tell you a story. The sefer we quoted, B'damai Chayi, records a story about a person who was very, very sick. He needed to undergo a procedure, and he went to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, asking him to, you know, get him in touch with some gedolim. He could go for brachos and get blessings and meet with them to give him a chizek. And he had this terrible surgery, and he was very preoccupied with what was going on. And he went all around, and he went back to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and he said, I need more gedolim. I need to see as many people as I can. I need all the help I can get. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman said to him, I have a recommendation. Go to a certain rabbi, go to Rabbi A, and get a bracha from him. He's a true tzaddik. He says, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he's a tzaddik amiti, a real righteous person. So the person didn't understand why Rosh Shlomo Zalman called him a tzaddik amiti. So Shlomo Zalman said that this tzaddik was careful to give blood to banks every 3 months on the day. He never missed a donation every 3 months. And for 30 years straight, he donated blood every 3 months. And from such a person, says Shlomo Zalman, who literally gives of his body to help other people, that is a true tzaddik who's worthy to get a bracha from. So that was the level that Shlomo Zalman felt about people who generally and regularly give blood to those who need. Okay. Rav Nissim Karelitz, who's a Rav in Bnei Brak in the Chut Shani Hilcho Shabbos, so he says that when it comes to non-rare blood types, it's not like donating a limb, and there is a chiyuv to donate blood, if you're able, because lo samar al dam reyacha. And he says, l'trom dami gufo l'hatzalas chaveiro, eino k'nesinas eiver. What's the big deal? You're not giving up a foot. U'mestabra z'ika nami chiyuv b'zeh mishum lo samar al dam reyacha, im efshar lo l'trom dam, if you are able to donate blood. The Sefer B'damaya Chayi quotes from Moshe Halberstam, who explained that nowadays so many people are saved from death because the blood banks are full, especially in emergency situations. We don't want to set a precedent where the banks are not full. If everyone says, my neighbor will do it, somebody else will take care of it, then the banks aren't going to be full. And says from Moshe Halberstam how important it is to make sure that the banks are going to be full, and in the case of emergency situations as well. And therefore, it's a mitzvah to give to the blood banks, and it's important to make sure we keep those things going. The Nishmas Avram, and Yoredei, and Simon Shin Mem Tes, cites Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who felt that a person fulfills the mitzvah of donating blood, even if he get paid for it. You shouldn't feel that you sold yourself out. Even if you get paid for it, you get a mitzvah. And he says there's no issue of chavala. We know in the Torah you're not allowed to damage your body. We'll discuss that in a moment. Because it's a maisa hatzala. I'm putting a needle in my body because I'm trying to save somebody else. In Israel, it's against the law to donate for money, because they're afraid of people being dishonest in order to get money about the diseases they carry. In America, you can't donate for money, but you can give plasma for money. So in those cases, one should not feel that it's a lesser mitzvah because you're making a bit of extra cash on the side if you want to. It's still a mitzvah, and it would be okay if it would be allowed. Let's discuss now this issue of harming the body. This is a serious thing. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says in Daf Tzadi Aleph, there's a machlokas tanayim in the Mishnah regarding the opinion of Rabbi Akiva as to whether it's mutter for a person to damage his body. We know you cannot damage other people. That is not allowed. Are you allowed to damage your own body? And this is a much more complicated discussion. Putting yourself in the line, knowing that you agree, can be mochel, right? Can a person get in a boxing ring and duke it out with another person? They both agree that if you hit me, I'm okay with it. Is that allowed? Do you have the rishus? Do you have the right to do that to your body? The Rambam famously says no in Hilchos Chovel Mazik and Parakei. There's a beautiful piece from the Radvaz in his commentary on the Rambam. The Radvaz says that you are not the balabas in your body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a neshama and a body to carry that neshama. Who are you to go and hurt yourself? And this is part of the discussion about suicide as well. You don't have a rishus. You don't have the right to go and damage the body that Hashem gave you. It's just a loan from Hashem to carry the neshama until your time in this world is over. And therefore the halacha is clear. One is not allowed to harm themselves. And that raises the question, seemingly, Tosfos in Bava Kamma says, even for a tzorech, it would be aser. You can't harm yourself for money or things like that. What about over here? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Choshen Mishpat Chelak Al Simin Kuf Gimel. And he says that there's a good reason to allow donating to a blood bank. He says as follows. Look here on the second page. He says, Aval, b'chavala zu lahotzi dam al pi hashkachas harofim. You go to a medical setting. Yesh tam gadol shola. So it is not usher at all. To whom hamatzinu shebedoros hakodmim hayunogim lahakizdam. they bloodlet in previous generations. Af rak la kule kemefurish b'shabbos, even in a little bit at a time. V'gam yisusham amar Shmuel pursa d'dama kol tlas en yomin v'narav ad arbim shanim v'achar kachat shishim shanav echas l'shechadashim v'afachat shishim gimel echas l'gimel chadashim. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that you should be a person until the age of 40. A person should bloodlet once a month, and after 40, every 2 months, and after 60, every 3 months. So the Gemara gave medical advice about the best way to bloodlet. That it's something that should be done almost semi-regularly. And this is cited, look in the Rashi, says in the Rambam, and different understandings of what's going on here. And the Rambam writes in Hechos Deos, Shiekas Dam Bitzarach Lezeb, Yosef Echad Chamishim Shanel, Yakas Klal. And the Rambam brings this as well. Ve'ata Nishtana Od Yoser. So there's a principle in Halacha called Nishtana Hatzvayim, that sometimes the medical and the scientific reality that existed at a period of time may not be the case anymore, either because nature has changed or understanding of the medicine has changed. So Moshe says, they bloodlet all the time. We don't really bloodlet anymore. We found that to be so effective. Just ask George Washington, who died because they let his blood out so much. So it's not the most effective thing all the time, but there is something to it. So says Ramosha, certainly the nature has changed. Has it changed so much that you can't let any blood out of the body? Certainly not. There's a balance somewhere in between. And he says, V'gam hayom motzim harofim ma'at balot sar, such a small amount, there's almost no pain involved. V'lechein evsher ein la'asur b'chavala zu, ta'kazas dam. It is not usur, there's no issue of chavala at all. V'harotza la'hakal ein limchos bo, kevin shu svar gadol. We have a lot of reasons, a big logic, says Ramosha, to go and draw blood to save somebody, even if it's not hatzalas nefashos right now, but to use that blood later on to save someone. Certainly we can push aside the isra chaval of damaging oneself in this case. So, all reasons pushed aside, there's no issue with harming yourself, it's a mitzvah, perhaps a chiyuv, to donate blood on a regular basis. Now, let's just step a little bit into a controversial topic, okay? So, Rav Menashe Klein, the Rav of Ungvar in Brooklyn, later Eretz Yisrael, in his Mishnah Halachos, in Chelek Dalad, in Siman Reish Mem Hei, Rav Menashe Klein is famous in the Torah world, but also outside the Torah world for being childhood friends with Elie Wiesel. They grew up together in Ungvar, and they kept their relationship even after the war, with Menashe Klein becoming this great Hasidic Rebbe, and Elie Wiesel becoming a Nobel laureate. I don't know the story exactly, but something to do with when Elie Wiesel won the Nobel Prize, some of the money was donated to his friend Rav Menashe Klein to build his base medrash in Eretz Yisrael. So there was a serious relationship between the two. And he has a tshuva here that I would say perhaps looks at the world in a certain way. We don't bring it over here, but he discusses a person with a rare blood type, and he had a concern. He said, well, what if in the future I need blood for my rare blood type? So let's come up with a situation. We'll make a private blood bank with people with this blood type. We will donate to the bank together. We'll have a private section in the bank. And the rule will be whoever needs it in the future will get it. So there'll always be special blood available for us private people. And only the people who donate can take from it. And you'll get that benefit later on. So he wanted to know about this question. So Rav Menashe Klein objected because he felt that there was an issue with giving blood to non-Jews. He felt there was an issue with giving blood to non-Jews. There's an issue in the Torah of Lo Sechaneim of giving out gifts in certain situations. And for whatever reasons, he felt there was a problem in this issue. And perhaps there'll be people who are rishayim, people who are not proper, people who are not nice, people who are going to give blood to as well. And he felt that was questionable as well. And therefore, he felt that there were issues over here. Rav Menashe Klein is in the minority in that approach. Rav Zvi Weber, who's the Rav of Neve Yaakov, argues that it's certainly mutter to give to such a blood bank. He says, first of all, if the non-Jews found out that we weren't donating to non-Jews, that would be a very big chil Hashem and cause a lot of problems. And second of all, we allow chil Shabbos all the time for non-Jews. And he says, this is a question that's not an issue. And therefore, he pushes that aside. And this is the opinion of almost everybody else, that there's no issue of the exchange of giving blood. There is, however, a fascinating story that is brought down in the biography of the Panovich Rav. The Panovich Rav had to come to America to collect money. He was famous for his collecting of money. But also, he came to America a number of times for his own health. He was in Mount Sinai. And in the middle of his life, in his middle years, he needed to be in Mount Sinai for a blood transfusion. And this is recorded in his biography, HaRav Mipanovich, where Aaron Sarusky, who's a famous biographer of Gedol Yisrael. This is in the second volume, and he was in Mount Sinai, and they said he needs a blood transfusion, and he told the doctors, I can only take blood from a Jewish person. I can only take blood from a Jewish person. And they said, yeah, whatever, whatever. They said, we'll get you blood from a Jewish person. And they said, oh, whatever, he's crazy. Like, he's out of his mind. What's the difference? And they went, they got whatever blood they had. They told him it was Jewish blood, and they brought it to him, and they stuck the needle in his arm, and he started to convulse. The people there record this. He started to convulse. And he said, I asked you for Jewish blood from a Jewish person. I wanted blood from a Jewish person. I wanted blood from a person who, you know, ate kosher and learned Torah, you know, not so learned Torah, but ate kosher, you know, was from a Jewish mother. I wanted blood from a Jewish person. And he started convulsing, like having almost like a seizure. And they pulled the needle out, and they said, we need to get blood from a Jew. So they sent to Torah Vadas in Williamsburg. They sent to Torah Vadas. They actually wrote down the name of the Bachar. They found a Bachar in Torah Vadas whose name was Chaim Rappaport. I don't know if anybody knows who he is. I know where he is right now. But they found a Bachar in Torah Vadas. They schlepped him up to the hospital. He gave blood for the transfusion. They gave it to Panovich Rav. 20 years later, he was back in Mount Sinai again at the end of his life and needed a blood transfusion. And the doctor said, we got to get you blood. And he said, oh, I need to get blood from a Jewish person. And they said, I never heard such a request before. The old doctor is now retired, and there's a new young doctor in there. And the doctor's like, what are you talking about? He said, go check my file. And he went back to his medical records, and they opened up the medical records, and the story was all written in there about what happened, and they went and they found a person. So that's outside the range of halacha. That's a maisa just to... I don't know what the lesson of the mice is, but that's a mice about a Gadol Yisrael who's extremely, extremely sensitive to these types of things. This is not for the rest of us. And you should take the blood from whoever you can find from at the end of the day. The last point about donating is in Tilas Yadayim. We know that there are areas in Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Daled, the beginning of Orach Chaim, there are certain areas, times of the person's life throughout the day where a person has to wash their hands. You wake up in the morning, there's a Halacha that not many people are familiar about, you should wash your hands after getting a haircut. That's why in many frum barbers, they have sinks by the haircut stations. In Eretz Yisrael, every single barbershop has a Netilas Yadayim station over there. You're supposed to wash your hands after you cut your hair. This is in the realm of Ruach Ra. It's negative spiritual aspects. This is not like washing for bread. That's another halacha. This is an area of ruach ra, what we call an inyan siguli, some sort of spiritual manifestation we may not understand 100%. So the Gemara Msachim, Kuf Yudbeis, the Shulchan Aruch writes at the end of Aruch Chaim, Siman Daled, that if a person is mekiz dam, if a person bloodlets, you have to wash your hands afterwards. And there's all types of things that will happen that they talk about. So does this apply to donating blood? So the Sefer B'Damai Chayi quotes Rav Yashiv, who says that donating blood is the same as a kazas dam, and therefore you have to wash your hands afterwards. And generally, we know that we try not to eat food until we wash our hands in the morning, right? We want to make sure our hands are pure. We try not to eat food until we do Negel Vaster and Tilas Yadayim. He says, in this case, we can be lenient. Because after you give blood, you got to get your Oreos and your Snickerdoodle or whatever they're giving you, and your orange juice. You want to make sure you get your strength back. So he says, you don't have to, you can still eat, but at some point afterwards, you should wash your hands. The Nishmas Avram quotes from Shlomo Zalman, who felt that it's not like Hakazas Dam, because the blood is not for you. It's a different type of thing. That's when you do Hakazas Dam, you bloodlet for your own health benefit. But I'm not giving out my blood for my benefit, I'm giving it for somebody else. It's not for my refuah. It's being done for the sake of the mitzvah. And we have a principle, shomer mitzvah, lo yeda davara. A person who's involved in the mitzvah won't have anything negative befall them. So since I'm donating blood, even though there may be some type of inyan siguli, some sort of spiritual negativity, it won't affect me in this case, he says. So we have a machlokas over there. Just what about a blood test? You go to the doctor, they take your blood. Should you wash your hands after that? So everybody agrees over there, there's no reason to wash your hands. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that we cannot add on to what Chazal said. It's not the same thing. A little blood test is not the same thing as bloodletting. And blood testing the blood isn't for a medical reason for your benefit. It's just because they want to test it. And Rav Yashiv felt that you need a certain amount of blood to be removed for Netilas Yadayim, and that small amount in the little vial is not enough in order to wash one's hand. So that is halacha at the end of the day. Just a quick overview. I'll end with a quick dvar machshava. At the end of the day, yeah, question?
Yeah, I have a question. When you wash your hands after going to a funeral,
yeah,
is or cemetery.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as the same reason.
It's the same reason, Ruach Ra.
But if you're doing a mitzvah.
Why don't we say it over there? I hear it. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Why don't we say it over there? I don't know. It's a good shot. I don't know. Okay. Kasha and Shalom Azam. Okay. I don't know. So we said at the end of the day, there is certainly a mitzvah to donate blood regularly. There perhaps may even be a chiyuv, a mandate to donate blood regularly if one is able to do that as well. In cases, even especially when someone needs blood right now, but even when it's just going to a blood bank, and perhaps we can be more sensitive in the future to not walk by the sign that says no blood donation tomorrow, to perhaps pay a little more attention, to take out a half hour, 45 minutes, and to give that blood and to fill a mitzvah, and to do real bikur chom, perhaps real hatzalas nefashos, we might not otherwise have the opportunity. I just want to end with a beautiful comment on the Haggadah. It's really on benching, but this is found, since we're almost by Pesach, and it is related to our topic. I just want to share a beautiful idea with you that I personally think about when I bench and when I come across this line that really speaks to me very much. This is the Haggadah Shel Pesach Arzei Halvanon. It's the Haggadah of Pesach collected of different Torah from different Gedol Yisrael in America, Eretz Yisrael. I think Art School has translated some of it into three volumes, the Haggadah of the Rosh Yeshiva. You may have it on your bookshelves in your house and not even know it's there. This is not in the Art School translation. So don't go and find the English there. This is the only place where it's going to be found. On the benching, V'na'al tatzrichenu li'yedei manas basar v'dam. So he quotes from Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Pa'am sipru lifnei hagon Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky al adam gadol echad shematzavo chamorhu nizakek li'irei dam. There was a person, a great person, who needed blood very badly, and he just wanted to tell Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky that things were difficult for him. He groaned, he moaned, and he said, "Ani mechavein akach b'chol yom, every single day when I bench ba'imri, v'na'al tatzrichinu Hashem Elokeinu lo liyidei manas basar v'dam. Hashem, that I should not need the gift of basar v'dam. Basar v'dam pshat means of human beings. I shouldn't have to rely on human beings." He says, "My pshat is I should never need the gift of basar v'dam. I should never be in a situation where I need the blood from another person." That's Hashem what I ask for. In my benching, Hashem never put me in a situation where I need the transfusions and the donations of blood from another person. Shelo is dakeik chalil al iroi dam. I should never need a blood donation. So the person there said to him, "Ha'ab nam zeu perish hamilos bebracha." That's what the bracha means? What are you doing? So he said, Rav Cheskel Abramsky, "Dalacha, you should know. She'ev shal lepol eitel Hashem yisprach, kol shemachlisim mechavim b'tevas ha'tfila." You can ask Hashem for whatever you want if you can put that kavan into the tefillah. The words of the tefillah are a building block to build off of, to make them personal. It doesn't only mean that I shouldn't need the help of human beings, but he says in my kavana, and he says this is 100% effective, that I should never need the donations of blood from another human being, that I should never need to be put in such situations. So it should be Hashem's bracha that through our learning of Torah and that through our blood donations to those who need, that we should never have to be in the receiving end of those donations as well. Yeah, of course.
You said it might be more of a chiyuv for a person who has a rare blood type.
Yeah.
Well, what if you're like a universal donor?
Yeah.
Is that considered?
For sure. Yeah, that's a rare. Yeah,
that's rare.
Yeah, if someone's O, then yeah. Then they always need that. They always say they need that type. Yeah.
So I used to donate blood every couple months at the American whatever it is here, but that's not going to Jewish causes.
So
that's fine. 100%
for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Otherwise, they get out gift cards from the blood banks.
Yeah.